Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Yandex has shown impressive growth in its second quarter results. Baidu has unveiled a new augmented reality platform, and nearly 65% of Chinese smartphone users now make regular mobile payments. Yandex has shown positive growth in its second quarter financial results for 2016. The Russian search company has reported revenues of $280 million, up 30% since last year, as well as net earnings of nearly $61 million, also up on the second quarter results last year, this time by 40%. Arkady Volosh, CEO of Yandex, noted that the strong growth had notable contributions from the taxi market and classified business units, whilst also hinting at steps forward in data analysis and AI it might make in the future to fuel advances in ad targeting. Yandex also saw a 7% growth in all search queries in Russia compared to last year and a 0.6% increase in its share of the market in the country. The positive results from the quarter are in part due to its success seen across the board in advertising revenue, including an increase of 24% solely from advertisements on Yandex's own website. Baidu has unveiled its own augmented reality platform, Duxi, that will allow mobile users in China to use the technology on their current devices. Whilst it also revealed its plans for AR moving forward, which included integrating it into its flagship apps, Baidu's plan is to allow hundreds of millions of users to access it immediately. In a statement, Baidu's Zheng He said that the move would be quickly bringing AR to a huge population. Also seemingly referencing the popularity of Pokemon Go, it was added that whilst AR apps today work by pasting a cartoon image on top of a camera image, Baidu's next generation of augmented reality would use AI to understand the 3D environment and create virtual objects that then would appear on the user's devices. Just under 65% of smartphone users in China are now making regular payments on their devices, according to a report by the China Internet Network Information Center. The amount, equaling around 424 million individual users, is the highest it has ever been and is even up 7 percentage points in the last 6 months. The launch of both Apple and Samsung's payment services in the country, alongside the rise of cheaper, more affordable smartphone manufacturers like Huawei, have contributed to this rise. Michael Yao, senior analyst at research firm IDC, said that mobile payments have become a part of life in China now, driven by the fact that most Chinese users' first online experience is now on mobile. In stark contrast, a survey by Citicards in the US shows that 59% of smartphone users there are not even interested in mobile payment services, whilst only 21% are comfortable with the technology. And finally, Pizza Hut is about to launch its own chatbot over Facebook, Messenger, and Twitter. The bot will launch later this year in an attempt to take on rival takeaway service Domino's, who already use the technology. Pizza Hut says that the bot is a step forward towards what it calls conversational commerce. Meanwhile, Paul Chong from IBM Watson Europe says that chatbots are likely to change the way we converse, adding that there are questions that people will ask a robot that they wouldn't ask a human. However, even with a growing number of 11,000 chatbots now on Facebook Messenger, IKEA, which was one of the first companies to use the technology, recently announced that it would be abandoning its own chatbot, Ask Anna, after 10 years. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.